customer.
Returned home. Films were waiting. They were always waiting. No,
not cute. Vietnam preferring president.
He opened the central file first. The one without origin. It had not changed in content.
But its position in the directory had shifted again. It now appeared duplicated, although the file size was unchanged.
Two instances, the same checksum occupying different places. This should not have been possible. He did not investigate.
Instead, he began a new edit. This one was severe. He stripped away everything that could be described as action. What remained were preparations, delays, adjustments, the choreography of readiness, clothing being aligned, shoes being placed precisely beside the bed, hands resting on surfaces without gripping them. A body kneeling not as submission, but as orientation, aligning itself with the camera's axis.
The result was hypnotic.
Without action,
the scenes did not dissipate. They accumulated, each gesture retained its unrealized futures. The absence of completion made the image dense with alternatives,
but the alternatives were not equal. Some hovered closer to inevitability than others.
He felt this as pressure behind the eyes. He laid the sequence again,
this time introducing a second version in which the color balance had been subtly altered. Skin tones, cool shadows deepened.
The two layers did not conflict,
they nested. The sound, when reintroduced, no longer matched either image. It floated free, detached from cause. Breathing occurred without visible exertion. Fabric rustled when no movement took place. This pleased him. He noticed that when the breathing dominated the mix, the room behind him seemed to recede. The apartment felt larger but emptier. When the fabric sounds were amplified instead, the walls felt closer, the ceiling lower. He began to modulate his environment accordingly. Curtains drawn tighter during certain edits, lights dimmed, not for atmosphere but for compliance. The cat's food ball moved a few inches closer to the screen. The animal accepted this without protest. That evening, he attempted to call a friend. Call did not connect, not dropped, not unanswered. The interface behaved as if the option itself had been removed. He stared at the screen. The contact was still listed. The number still existed. The action of calling no longer resolved. He tried another contact, same result. He put the phone down.
This was not alarming, it was consistent. He returned to the films with renewed concentration.
He began to focus on scenes involving pairs of women. These scenes behaved differently. The camera's authority softened. Cuts were less aggressive. The space between bodies was negotiated rather than imposed.
Clothing mattered more here. The removal or retention of garments carry structure away. One configuration, both figures were similar outfits, differentiated only by color. The symmetry mattered when he isolated these scenes. The edits became easier, the software responded smoothly, the system seemed to approve.
He duplicated a sequence in which the two figures adjusted each other's clothing without urgency. The adjustments were precise, each movement restored balance rather than disrupted.
There was no rush toward conclusion.
He slowed the sequence to a quarter speed. At this speed, the gestures ceased to be gestures. They became conditioned. The act of straightening a strap extended indefinitely. A promise never fulfilled, a boundary never crossed.
He felt a subtle tightening in his chest again, but this time it was accompanied by clarity. outside the screen, his life can be.